It's text 163. Jagannatha Deki Jagannatha Namaskari Vasaya Chalila Goshti Sange Gorohari Jai Bhaktera Jena Rupa Chitrera Vasana Se Rupa Siddhakara Sabara Kaman Kamana Pucha Praya Kari Sabhe Rakilena Kache Niravadi Bhakta Savatake Prabhupache. After seeing and offering obeisances to Lord Jagannath, Gaurahari returned to his residence with his devotees. His vas, vasaya, goshti sange Gaurahari, his goshta, his goshti sanga, Gaurahari. Whatever desires those devotees had within their hearts were all fulfilled. Well, that's certainly true. Rupa Chitta Vasana, whatever desires that were within their chitta were fulfilled. Rupa Siddhakari Savara Kamana. All their desires were completely fulfilled and they attained the form of perfection by having darshan of Jagannath and the Sakshat association, direct association, Lord Chaitanya. This is the power of the Lord. Having darshan of the Lord and seeing the Lord directly can give one perfection, fulfill all one's desires. The Lord treated the devotees like his own children, Pucha Praya Kadi Sabi Rakilena Kache, and they would always remain with the Lord. Jateke Vaishnava Goda Deshe Nilachale Ekatre Takena Sabe Krishna Kutuhale. All the Vaishnavas from Bengal and Nilachala stayed together, blissfully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Shweta Dvipa Nivasio Yateka Vaishnava Chaitanya Prasadhe Deki Leka Loka Sava. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, people were able to see all these devotees, some of whom were residents of Shwetadweep. Shwetadweep, of course, is a spiritual world, but they also descended here to take part in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And there's a description in Mahabharata of the Shwetadweep Vasis. They don't have mundane bodies like us. They can survive without eating. They don't engage in material activities. And their bodies have a nice fragrance. And they're all unalloyed devotees of Krishna. So those beings, they descended here to witness the pastimes. What to speak of the demigods also. Sri Mukhe Advaita Chandra Bhar Bhar Kahi E Sabha Vaishnava Deva Taro Dritya Nahi. Vaitacharya would repeatedly declare, all these Vaishnavas cannot be seen even by the demigods. Interesting purport by Siddhanta Saraswati. All the results of piety living entities attain as a result of that, they can attain the position of the demigods. As a result of sinful activities, they take birth in demoniac species and become attached to sinful activities. Krishna's devotees are worshipable because and are desired to be seen by even those who, as a result of pious activities, have become demigods. This was repeatedly declared by Sri Advaita. Rodana Kariya Kahi Chaitanya Charan Vaishnava Dekila Prabhu Tamara Karan. Crying while holding the feet of Lord Chaitanya, Advaita said, O Lord, only because of you I am able to see all these Vaishnavas. So Advaita Charya was, he's Mahavishnu. And he's feeling so much gratitude to Lord Chaitanya for the opportunity of having seen all these Vaishnavas in one place. This is the mercy of the Lord. And Vaitacharya is recognizing that and glorifying that. Vaishnava Deki Prabhu, Tomarakaran, you are the cause of my seeing all these Vaishnavas. So even Mahavishnu doesn't feel he has the adhikara. The demigods don't feel they have the adhikara to see the Vaishnavas, although they want to, and sometimes they do. And even Gauranga's associates, his eternal associates, Vaitacharya is glorifying the Lord. It's, oh, you're so kind, you're so merciful, you're granting me the opportunity to see so many Vaishnavas. So here is Mahavishnu, Vaitacharya, so much appreciating the Vaishnavas. And we go to big festivals and we see Vaishnavas in all directions. Like we go to Mayapur and we can feel, oh, how blessed I am. There's so many, and they bless me with their darshan. And Advaitacharya is really feeling this way. He's not just making some empty statement. He's feeling, I'm so blessed. See the Vaishnavas. Especially, we live in Vrindavan, and most everyone in all directions is somewhat connected to Radha and Krishna. But when you live in the West, by comparison or contrast, especially a very degraded country like America, or Europe, or so many non-devotional countries, and the faces of the people are rather heavy. Heavy faces, and it's austere to see them because their faces are indexes of their minds, their minds are not so good, many of the people. And when you see come in an assembly of Vaishnavas, bright-faced, as Prabhupada said, and engaged in Krishna's service, and they have a hope and a higher objective in their eyes. In the eyes of Vaishnavas, they have hope and higher objective. They're hoping for spiritual perfection, and their objective in life is not immediate prayas, a sense gratification, but they have long-term vision, long-term goals, vision. And that's their desired objective, is to attain spiritual perfection, love of God, darshan, Radha and Krishna. So that type of hankering, that type of pure hankering is in their eyes, that type of hope and confidence also. And the eyes of the materialists, their objectives which they're reflecting on and cherishing and meditating are rather gross and mundane. Some big profit, some big position, some big money, some limited mundane attainment or accomplishment in this world of senses and bodies. Their eyes are not very attractive. So Mahavishnu Advaita is saying, oh my Lord, I'm so fortunate. Only because of you can I see all these Vaishnavas. So Advaitacharya is teaching us. He's teaching us to feel grateful if we have the fortune to come in an assembly of 100 Vaishnavas or 200 Vaishnavas. And you feel that mood when you're living in Radhakund and Kartik. And all these devotees come from Bangladesh and the Bengalis and from Assam and Bengal and Orissa and all over northeast India, where most of the followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu hail from. And they save up their money, they come every year or every so often and to Radhakund, and they look at all the Vaishnavas here with so much respect, and they're always paying obeisances in all directions of this Brijvasi and that Brijvasi and this Baba and that Baba. They're so much appreciative to have that fortune to be in Radhakund. And if they see Western Vaishnavas, they see some Western Vaishnava with Tilak, then they really become excited. And they, have you seen? And they want to touch your feet, and oh, Prabhu, Kripa, Kuro, and they're crying, tears in their eyes, and Baro Bhakta, Mahaprabhu, oh, Mahaprabhu Kripa, oh. And they just see that, oh, you're like, you know, you're in the Jagai Madai Sampradaya. And they see, what amazing, look at them. Oh, Balu, Balu. Oh, Garunga Mahaprabhu's mercy, just see how extensive, how expansive, how merciful, gone all the way to Russia, and to New Zealand, and America, and France, and saved all these poor souls. Oh, Gaur. You've seen. And they're really emotionally surcharged. Now Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Hey Sabha Vaishnava Avatari Avatari Prabhu Avatari Iha Sabha Agre Kari He Rupe Pradyumna Aniruddha Sankarshan Se Rupa Lakshmana Bharatas Shatrughna Tanhara Ye Rupa Prabhu Sange Avatare Vaishnavere Se Rupa Prabhu Agya Kari. This is kind of Allah Radhakan style. Have to be much deeper though. So now, how does it go on? Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Gauranga is the source of all incarnations, would first have his devotees appear in this world, and then he himself would advent. Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Sankarshan incarnate with the Lord as Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna. Tanhara ye rupa prabhu sangi avatari. I said that. In the same way, Vaishnavas appear with the Lord according to his order. Ateva Vaishnavera. Janma Mrityunai Sange Asena Sange Jajena Tatai Dharma Karma Janma Vaishnavera Kabunahi Padma Puranete Iha Vyakta Kari Kahe. Therefore, the Vaishnavas neither take birth nor die, but they come with the Lord and return with the Lord. There is no birth, fruit of activities, or duties for the Vaishnava. This is clearly stated in the Padma Puran, which I will now quote in the next verse. Yata samitri bharato yata sankarshanadaya tata teneva jayanti Martya lokam yadrichaya punastineva yashyanti tad vishno pashvatam padam nakarma bandhanam janma vaishnamanam cha vidyate. Padma Puran, quoted by Vrindavan Das Thakur. As Bharat and Lakshman, the son of Sumitra, and just as Sankarshan and other forms of the Supreme Lord appear in this world by their own will, similarly the Vaishnava associates of the Lord appear with the Lord and then return to the Lord's eternal abode with the Lord. Like the Lord, the Vaishnavas do not take birth according to their past karma. Hena matte ishvarera sange bhaktagan prema purna haya takena sarvakshan. In this way, devotees are always filled with ecstatic love in the Lord's association. Bhakti kare jay sunaye e sava akyan bhakta sange tare mile gora bhagavan. Whoever hears these pastimes with devotion attains the association of Lord Gauranga and his devotees, Gaura Bhagavan, Bhakta Sange, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jan, Vrindavana Dasha Chachu Pada Jogegan. Accepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavanas, sing the glories of their lotus feet. This is the end of the chapter 8. Mahaprabhu's Jal Leela and Narendra Sarovar in Jagannath Puri. After offering obeisances to Lord Jagannath, this is another idea, condition. Sri Gaurahari and his devotees returned to their residences. The Lord fulfilled the desires of all his devotees. He took care of them like a father to the son, and the devotees stayed by the Lord's side at all times. All the devotees from Bengal and Nilachala did not want to leave the Lord's association, having experienced in his company the highest level of Krishna consciousness. By the mercy of the Lord, everyone could see the Vaishnavas from the spiritual world of Shweta Dweep. So apparently many Shvetadvip Vasis, which means Navadvip, because that portion of Goloka Vrindavan where Navadvip is called Shvetadvip. So when it says Mahabhu descended, Krishna descends from the spiritual world. So when Radha and Krishna come, they come from Goloka Vrindavan. When Mahabhu comes into this world and all the devotees can see all of his associates, he's coming from Nitya Navadvip, which is called Shvetadvip. In this case, Shvetadvip refers to Navadvip, that the portion of Goloka Vrindavan where Gauranga Mahabhu has his lila is called Shvetadvip. Shveta means white, golden, this golden islands of the golden lord, Nitya Navadvip. And then, of course, Shvetadvip also refers to the spiritual, Vaikuntha planets are also called Shvetadvip. Sri Advaita repeatedly commented, these exalted Vaishnavas cannot be seen even by the demigods, but out of your causeless mercy, we are so fortunate to see them. Then, weeping in gratitude, Advaita would fall at the lotus feet of the Lord. Certainly, these Vaishnavas are incarnations from the spiritual world, who, by the arrangement of the Lord, descended upon this earth before his appearance. Sankarshan, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna had previously incarnated as Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna to assist the Lord in his earthly pastimes as Lord Ram. Similarly, by the order of the Lord, these Vaishnavas have incarnated from the spiritual world to assist Lord Chaitanya. They are not subject to the cycle of birth and death like ordinary mortals. They incarnate with the Lord and then disappear when the Lord withdraws his earthly pastimes. Padma Puran Uttarakhanda 257.5758 confirms that they are transcendental to the rules of religiosity and the laws of karma. This is a verse from the Padma Puran, another translation. Just as Sumitra's son Bharat, Lakshman, Sankarshan, and other forms of the Supreme Godhead incarnate upon the earth by their own sweet, independent will. Similarly, the eternal associates of the Lord, the Vaishnavas, incarnate upon the earth with the Lord. When the Supreme Lord returns to his supreme eternal abode, the Vaishnavas, their duties completed, also return. Certainly, the Supreme Lord Vishnu and his eternal associates, the Vaishnavas, are not subject to birth, death, old age, and disease due to karmic reaction. In the Lord's association, devotees are always experience the ecstasy of Krishna Prema. Those pious souls who hear these narrations with devotion are fully ensured of obtaining the association of the Lord and his devotees. I, Vrindavan Das, offer this song at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who are my heart and soul. Chapter 9, The Glories of Advaita Prabhu. We heard a lot about Advaita Acharya in this meeting, the Milan of Advaita and Tinanda and all the devotees. Now this whole chapter 9, we'll be discussing the glories of Advaita Acharya. Text 1, Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Ramakant, Jaya Sarva Vaishnavera Vallabha Ekant. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the husband of the goddess of fortune. All glories to the only beloved Lord of all the Vaishnavas. Sarva Vaishnav, Valva Ekant. He's an Eka, the Ekanta. Ek, the one beloved, the Valava of all the Vaishnavas. Ramakant, the lover of the goddess of fortune. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Ramakant. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev is Krishna, the fountainhead of all incarnations. Therefore, he is the origin of Vishnu, the husband of Lakshmi. That is why he is also addressed as Ramakant. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna Chandra, the worshipful lord of all the devotees in the rasas of Shant, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhur. Jaya Jaya Kripa Maya Sri Vaikuntha Nath Jiva Prati Kara Prabhu Shiva Drishtipat. All glories to the merciful Lord of Vaikuntha. O Lord, Please glance mercifully on the living entities. Shubha Drishti Pat, O Vaikunthanath, on all the jivas, jiva pratikara prabhu. That's the mood of the preacher. Vrindavanas Thakur is such a merciful preacher of Krishna consciousness. The preacher is always praying to the Lord to please bless the people of this world. You see, in the life of Jesus or Saint Francis or any great saintly person, they're always petitioning the Lord on behalf of the fallen conditioned souls of the time period that they're moving in. So Advaita, or rather Vrindavanas Thakur, is praying to the Lord of Vaikuntha, who is none other than Lord Chaitanya, please glance mercifully on the living entities. Shubha Drishti Pat. Hina Mate Vakta Goshti Ishvarera Sange Takila Parande Sankirtan Range. In this way, all the devotees remain with Lord Chaitanya, enjoying the ecstasy of Sankirtan. Delighting Ishvara Sangha, Sankirtan Ranga, Paramanande. Topmost bliss they experience in associating with Gauranga and chanting the holy name. So this is a way to experience the topmost bliss. Associate with advanced devotees and chant Sankirtan. This is what's being explained here. Sankirtan Rangi. E dravye prabhura prita purva shishu kale sakala janena taha vaishnava mandale. All the Vaishnavas knew what foodstuffs the Lord liked in his childhood, because they grew up with Nimai, and they went with him into the banana patches and stole bananas, green bananas and ripe ones. They went with him and chopped down banana trees so he can get the inside of the trunk and make the mocha kanda sabji, which he liked so much, which is the inner white pulp, is the kanda, the mocha of this. And then you chop up pieces of coconut, and chop pieces of that center trunk of the banana tree that's white, and cook it in mustard oil with different spices. It's extremely tasty. It's regularly offered to Radha Madhav in Mayapur at noontime, one of the sabjis. In Vrindavan, the standard is 4 sabjis every noon offering, Radhisham. 4 sabjis, 1 dal, 1 savory, 4 sweets, and then puris and chutney. So this is their offering. But in Bengal, the noon offering has a minimum of 10 sabjis every day, Radha Madhav. And in some seasons, depending on the cooks, there's 15 or 16 sabjis. Because I know from Janani Vas, we used to take prasad with him every day in the previous years. And I would say, there's so many sabjis. He said, yeah, this is, Gauranga likes sabjis too much. So every day, 8 or 9 or 10, I said, wow. Jai Ho. So they knew what Lord Gauranga liked. So what did they do, knowing that? Se sabha dravya sabha prema yukta hai ani jache jatta sabha prabhura lagiya. All the devotees that came from Navadvipa, they lovingly brought those favorite items of the Lord to offer to the Lord. So mom's apple pie was being brought to Puri. All the devotees came from Bengal, and they brought all... Here's Lord Chaitanya, he's 25, 26 years old, Sannyas Leela in Puri. And they had all come down, their childhood friends, Gangadas Pandit, Jagananda Pandit, Advaitacharya and their wives, and Shivas Thakur was there, and Malati, his wife, and they knew what Lord Chaitanya liked as a child, mocha kanda and so many other banana tarts and many things, sandesh. So they all brought these favorite food items for the Lord. And then, Se Sabha Dravya Prite Karya Randan Ishvarera yasya karena nirmantran. So this is sweet, the Lord's pastimes with Jal Keli. They went for darshan of Jagannath, and then they all brought all kinds of foodstuffs, and they invited the Lord to accept their offerings. Then jay dine jay bhakta grihe haya nirmantran tahai parama priti karena bhojan. Whenever the Lord was invited to the residence of a devotee, he would eat there with great affection. Shri Lakshmira Amsha Jatta Vaishnava Grihini Ki Vichitra Randana Karena Nahi Jani. Who were these wives of the Vaishnavas that were cooking for Gauranga and inviting in their mantran? Says it, say Seva Dravya Priti Karena, that they would invite them, the Grihastas, the Vaishnava Grihini. Grihini means that Vaishnava, that's the queen of the house, the homemaker is Grihini. That means the lady, the housewife. What was the speciality of these wives? They were able to cook for the Lord. Vrindavan Das Thakur says that they were Ankshas. They were Anksh. Lakshmi, Lakshmira Anksh. They were actually the arms of Lakshmi. They were part and parcel of Lakshmi. Because who can cook for the Lord except Lakshmi? Who feeds Krishna except Radha? Radha cooks for Krishna. And Lakshmi cooks for Narayan. And Parvati cooks for Shiva. So the Shakti, Lakshmi is cooking for Narayan. Now Narayan is incarnate. He's advented Sarvavatari Gauranga, the Purnatam Bhagavan. So all the wives of the Vaishnavas were actually expansions of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Therefore, their cooking was vichitra, wonderful. That I, nahi jani, I don't even understand. Nahi jani, I can't understand. I can't even fathom how amazing, how wonderful it is. But I know this much, that these ladies that were cooking are not ordinary ladies. So nice purport by Siddhanta Saraswati. The wives of Vaishnavas. Now this is an interesting point here. In the Vaishnava culture in Grihasthas, the husband addresses his wife as Devi, and the wife addresses her husband as Prabhu, because he's supposed to be representing Vaikuntha Nath. He's supposed to be representing Narayan. Narayan is Adi Guru. Adi Guru is Krishna Narayan. So the husband is a Guru Pati. He's the Prabhu. He is my master. He's representing the Supreme Master. He's my Ishvara. My Prabhu means Ishvara. But Ishvara Parama Krishna, the Supreme Ishvara is Krishna. He's a Prabhu because he's representing Mahaprabhu. He's my Prabhu. He's my husband. He's my master. He's my Lord. Because he's representing the wish and will and scriptures and teachings of the Supreme Mahaprabhu, Supreme Parameshwara Krishna, Lord Narayan. So the wife addresses as Prabhu, and husband addresses his chaste Vaishnava wife as Lakshmi, as Devi, because she represents Lakshmi Devi. It's told in India, and it's in the scriptures also, if a chaste man and a chaste woman marry, when that wife comes into the house, then it's considered that man who is receiving a kanya, a chaste wife, that he's being given Lakshmi Devi. And that's why she also usually brings wealth with her symbolically. There's something called dowry, where I believe that the wife's family, the wife will come with so many golden bangles on her wrists and so many silk saris and other wealth to represent tangibly and visibly, yes, there's visible fortune coming into your life by this chaste woman becoming your wife. See, you're getting all these gold bangles and gold and so many silk, and you're getting me. The most important thing is that the chaste lady herself is the embodiment of auspiciousness, the embodiment of fortune. And most often we see in traditional religious, pious Hindu families, when there is such a marriage, generally the whole family begins to prosper. The boy's family, that gets married, their income will increase and their fortune will increase when that lady comes in the family. So this is what Siddhanta Saraswati is saying here, that commenting on this verse, Sri Lakshmira Amsha Yata Vaishnav Grihini. Here, 500 years ago, the Vaishnav Grihini, the Vaishnavis, the wives of the Vaishnavas that had come to visit Lord Chaitanya, who were his associates, they were considered to be parts and parcels of Sri Lakshmi Devi. But to, he expanded it. Siddhanta Saraswati, he said, the wives of Vaishnavas are expansions of Sri Lakshmi. Although the Jiva servants and maid servants of the Supreme Lord are separated expansions of the Lord's energy, they are actually transformations of the marginal energy and are therefore expansions of Shakti. When the living entities lack knowledge of their constitutional position, they become illusioned about their actual identity. But the wives of the Vaishnavas always remain engaged in the service Hari on a liberated platform rather than forgetting their actual identity. So everyone is ultimately the Shakti of the Lord. All his expansions are his Shaktis, at least his servants, for his pleasure and satisfaction. So tomorrow we'll have class. Navanastakuraki.